In this episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, we are going to do something different today. We are going to play the audio from Instagram Live that we did. I'm starting to do live sessions on my Instagram page. So just in case you don't know where that's at, you can just go to Niche Blogging Tips Instagram page, just search. If you go on Instagram, just search Niche Blogging Tips or what have you. But we're going to talk about why WordPress is the right platform for a blogger without coding skills. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. We put together a resource page for a lot of the things that we don't talk about in our episodes. Make sure you check that out. It has things such as ebooks, audiobooks, which are for sale. Also, it has things with different affiliate links that helps us pay the bill. So make sure you check this out. It's at nichebloggingtips.com/resources. That's nichebloggingtips.com/resources. We are live on Instagram and the audio is being recorded as a podcast episode on the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast. And you can find Niche Blogging Tips Podcast all across wherever you listen to podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, all those places, Google Podcasts. Today on this live, we are talking about why WordPress is the right platform for a blogger without coding skills. You do not, and for those of you know, you don't need coding skills. For those that don't know, you don't need coding skills to bring this microphone up here. You don't need coding skills to have a WordPress site. And the WordPress that I'm talking about, I'm not talking about WordPress.com. I'm speaking more of the self-hosted WordPress that you need your hosting company for. That's the WordPress that I'm talking about. Let me fix my microphone here. This thing keeps going away. Alrighty. Yeah, the 10 reasons. I got 10 reasons right here why WordPress is the right platform for a blogger without coding skills. User-friendly interface. Let me say this before I even start. I'm not getting paid by WordPress or anything like that. I feel like you have to say that anytime you speak about certain things. I'm not getting paid or anything like that, but this is just a platform that I've used for a long time for the different blogs that I have. And I think it's an awesome platform and it's easy to use and have some things on here. The first thing, user-friendly interface. WordPress has a simple and intuitive interface that makes it easy for non-technical users to create, publish, and manage content. And that definitely is the case. The second thing I have is a wide range of themes. WordPress offers thousands of free and paid themes that can be easily customized to match the look and feel of a blog. The themes are, it gives you the appearance, like the homepage, the colors and all of that, the way that your blog post is designed or what have you. And there's so many developers on WordPress and they develop a whole bunch of these nice looking themes. And the next thing I'm talking about, plugins also. WordPress has a large repository of plugins, include many that provide added functionalities such as social media integration, SEO optimization, and contact forms, and so many other things. Hello, Stone Web Designer in the chat. With plugins, I always say the plugins are the equivalent of apps, the apps on your phone. So it provides the all the different functionality of your website or your blog in the case of what we're talking about. And there's so many to choose from, but the thing that you have to look out for with plugins, you want to make sure that you don't have too many plugins because it's going to slow your site down. Always say Make sure you have 15 or less. The less, the better. No more than 20. No more than 20 plugins for your WordPress blog. SEO optimization. WordPress is SEO friendly with plugins and themes that help bloggers optimize their content for search engines. You're going to hear me talk about SEO, search engine optimization, in terms of the levels of SEO. On-page SEO, which are basically the keywords. Those are the things you control. Anything that you control on the website with the titles, the meta tags, the descriptions, that's on-page SEO. That's what you control. Then the second level of SEO, I always say the second level, off-page SEO. Those are things that you don't control. Those are backlinks, the actions that happen outside of your site. Backlinks, I would say just anything with links and authority being on other people's blog, other relevant blogs, is off-page SEO. And then the technical side of SEO, you have things such as sitemaps, robots, text files, just site structure, page speed. Those things right there is on the technical side. So technical SEO. Let's see, the four or five. Okay. The fifth thing that I have in terms of why WordPress should be the right platform for a blogger without coding skills: mobile responsive design. Yes, we like to think that every website should be, or every blog should be, designed for mobile or what have you, but there's still websites out there that are not mobile optimized, which is crazy to me. Still the case. So we had to add that on my list here. Most WordPress themes are designed to be mobile responsive, most of them, ensuring that blogs look great on any device. That's cool for also with from the mobile perspective, you have to think about the page speed. In terms of the I would say the overall, having a blog, just overall, the user experience. That's what not only the search engines are worried about, but designers, when they design these themes and plugins and all that, that's one thing that they have in their minds or what have you, is the user experience. If the user experience is clunky, good luck to you. You're not going to be seen, the site's not going to be seen in favor in terms of Google or what have you, search engines, Google. You're going to hear me say that a lot also. All right, the sixth thing that I have, why I believe WordPress is the right platform for a blogger without coding skills: easy media management. WordPress makes it possible to upload, manage, and insert images, videos, and other media into your posts. It is easy. It really is. Especially with this Gutenberg, with the Gutenberg design that's out. It's really easy to upload to the media library. All right, the seventh thing that I have written down here is customization options. WordPress provides a wide range of customization options for bloggers, including custom post type, custom taxonomies, and custom fields. So you can get jiggy with it when designing your WordPress blog. There's so many things that you can do. If you want to keep it basic, you can also, but if you're a designer and your level is up here, you can design a great blog for your clients or what have you. A strong community support. And this is a thing that's not talked about a lot in terms of WordPress, just the support. So if you have any questions or what have you, they can always be answered. There's always people answering questions for like themes and plugins. So the people that develop them or whatnot, and there's always a strong community for those things to be answered. Stone Web Designer, is there a good alternative for something like ACF for customers on a budget? Is there a good alternative for something? What's ACF? I'm sorry. I'm not real good with acronyms, but strong community support. And that's, like I said, that's one thing that people don't talk about if you have an issue. And then even there's a lot of WordPress is a huge community too. I don't think many people really understand how big of a community that it is. And, you know, doing different like WordPress camps all across the world or what have you. I think that's pretty awesome as well. Your personal brand is so important, and everyone should have an online presence leading the way for their personal brand. There are so many creators and entrepreneurs who want to grow by generating more leads and sales for their products and services. Right now, for a limited amount of people, we're offering personal brand coaching for creators and entrepreneurs. Also consulting for anyone with an organization, but you have to apply at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, this isn't for everyone or every organization, but it's for someone. Coaching and consulting, apply right now so that we can see if you are a good fit at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. Let's see if we can help you with your personal brand or help your business generate more leads and sales. But the 8th? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. The 8th was the strong community support. The 9th, the secure platform. WordPress is a secure platform that is regularly updated to address security vulnerabilities and protect against hacking attempts. That's true as well. So you want to make sure you have a security plug-in also. Yeah, it's a secure platform, but you still want to have some level of security, and you want to have some level of just be smart when you're building these sites on the WordPress platform. Just be smart. Don't just think I can't be hacked. Yes, you can be hacked. You can. So you want to know the steps in case you are hacked, or if there's any problem, any security issue whatsoever. You want to make sure that you are familiar with, I guess, have some level to knowing how to get in your database to access your password or to change your password. And you can do that through like your cPanel. So go through your cPanel, then go to like your PHP admin or what have you, and you can kind of change your password or what have you. So make sure that you have that level of understanding. Don't just depend on, you know, me saying, you know, it's a secure platform, and you know, that's all I said. I didn't say anything couldn't happen to you in terms of hackers and things like that, because things do happen. The last thing I have on the list here is cost effective. WordPress is free and open source software, making it an affordable and accessible platform for bloggers of all level of expertise. And it's cost effective. The platform, it is free, but if you're going with the hosting part, which is the one that self-hosted part, you'd have to get a hosting company. You know, there's a lot of them out there. The famous one is GoDaddy. I don't use it, but I like SiteGround, Namecheap, Bluehost, and there's so many other ones also that I prefer as well. The platform is free, but the hosting, you have to pay a monthly or what have you, or they have annual. All of them have annual plans, and the good thing about it, you know, they guarantee high uptime and things such as that. You don't need to, and this is what keeps people back sometimes, that just thinking in terms of, I have to know code. It's cool if you know HTML. It's cool if you know some other code. It's even better if you know how to copy and paste that code, because you're going to come up on some things to where you may have to put some code somewhere. And a lot of that is just copy and paste. And if you come across that, if you're not real comfortable with coding, you always have the search engines. You always have Google at your fingertips. You can always Google something and see how to copy and paste some code or a particular code or what have you. It's always something out there that will help you in doing that. So don't get too bugged out about coding when it comes to your WordPress blog, because there's so many things to be worried about other than that. But it's not as difficult as you think. Like I said, the difficulty comes more in terms of really not knowing how to do a particular task or what have you. Okay, Stone Web Designer, ChatGPT is changing the game when it comes to brainstorming code snippets. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of different AI tools. There's a lot of different AI tools that are out that's being used. I like using ChatGPT. ChatGPT is awesome. I like these AI tools, but you have to use them responsibly. Have to use them responsibly. And in terms of AI, when it comes to your content, I think there's going to be a lot of ticked off people once Google comes out with that famous, and you know, they always have Google always has some sort of famous update that just pisses everybody off. They're going to have one. They're going to have an update to a lot of this AI content that's out. AI content is fine, but you got to use it responsibly. You have to use it responsibly. But I can't wait to see the name of that big, big, big update that comes out. Not that I'm going to just be over here laughing. I got a big smile on my face because I know it's going to happen. And you have people, all these AI tools right now, they're hot. And so there's a lot of people that's using them and using them not in a responsible way. There's a lot of people that's making money off using them, and that's fine. I don't have anything against that, but just know if you're thinking about blogs in the way that you should think of them in terms of evergreen content, you better be real careful about AI tools for your content. Now, if you got things like, if you're using it for like meta descriptions and, you know, ideas, maybe a outline for your blog posts and things like that, that, hey, I'm all for that. That's awesome. But if you are using ChatGPT just to write blog posts, like everything on your blog is just AI written content, you're gonna get hit with that famous algorithmic update that Google's gonna come out. Because I know they're gonna do it. They always do. The algorithm changes all the time. All of these search engine algorithms, they're always changing. They're always changing. They don't and they will not stay the same. Why would you stay the same? Yep. Oh, for sure. Using them as a jump off point is the best use case, in my opinion. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, Stone Web Designer. I agree with you 100%. For those who's watching this on the replay, you can leave anything you want to in the comment section or what have you. And I'll answer any of those questions, but I'm recording this also on the podcast side, the Niche Blog and Tips podcast. Like I said, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find the Niche Blog and Tips podcast. This is going to be, episode 51 because my next episode that's coming up next week is going to be episode 50. And I'm real proud of that, not of the episode itself. I'm more proud of it's more of a personal thing with me, so it's more of a habit type thing. I believe in developing healthy habits. I'm looking at this like, man, if I have 50 episodes, if I can do 50 episodes of any, I can do anything. I just think that way. If I develop healthy habits on doing certain things, then I can do anything. So I'm proud of that aspect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that is a milestone. Absolutely. So I'm thinking in terms of, I mean, it's cool, but I'm thinking in terms of episode 100. I have to do something for episode 100. Whenever I get there, I'll do something for it. I'll work on a guest because I think I'm going to start doing some interviews also. I want to get into that, doing some interviews. Interviewing some different bloggers all over the world. The thing that I like about and I'm saying Instagram right here, is the accessibility, the you can go into DMs and you can do a lot of things there. So people are more accessible in their Instagram DMs, the actual people. And I kind of want to, I'm not really interested in like famous people or what have. If I get a guest, I mean, I'd love to get a Gary V. We know that's not going to happen, but you never know. I love to get, who's some of my favorite bloggers out there? Brian Dean from Backlinko. I love to have a discussion with Neil Patel. There's a lot, Pat Flynn. There's a lot of them out there that I love to get on the podcast and talk shop with them and talk about blogging and how they see it and some of the things that they're doing. You know, those bigger names, obviously they have, you know, teams and that put out content for them all the time and take care of things or what have you. That's pretty awesome. Right now, I am going to end the episode of the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, episode 51. Thanks for listening and enjoy. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com. Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.